Welcome back. Well, Woolworths has slipped into the red for the full year due to a 6.9 billion rand impairment of its Australian department store, David Jones. As a result, the company posted an annual loss of 3.5 billion rand. In the domestic market, the company's fashion, beauty and home division remains an underperformer with a 1.5% decline in sales and a 4% decline in gross profit. The food division, however, remains its star performer with sales growth up 8.4%. Ian Moyer, who's CEO of Woolworths, joins us on the line now to discuss the final details behind the numbers. Thanks so much, Ian, for joining us today. So David Jones really dealing bulk of the blow here. Where the criticism has been that the biggest mistake Woolworths made is failing to recognize that the department store format is a dying breed. You know, is David Jones still worth it?
David Jones is a great brand, a great business. It's been around for a very, very long time. Indeed, it's the oldest department store in the world. Department stores aren't dead. I think that's a fallacy that's been going around for some time. Retail is in an extremely difficult period, and that's worldwide, and it doesn't matter whether you're a department store or a specialty retailer. If you're not doing the right things, if your environment in your physical store isn't exciting, attractive, if your product's not right, your offer's not right, your values are not right, if you haven't invested in online, then sure, you're going to be a dying retailer. Yeah. But that's nothing to do with being a department store. There are very successful department stores around the world that are trying to do the similar things that we are doing, differentiating yourself, exclusive brands, right, private label versus brand mix, and investing in the future, and that's what we have to do. You know, we've invested in online, we've invested in systems, we've invested in stores, we've got great relationships with the best international and local Australian brands, and as we've been through this enormous transformation that really has been incredibly disruptive and costly, we're beginning to see sales improve. So we saw minus 5 in the first half, go to plus 2 in the second half, now to plus 4 in the first part of this year. And that's above the market. Yeah. And we want more of that momentum as we come out of the disruption.
Okay, so where that's some of what you're doing to, you know, turn things around, how much more investment is going to be directed this way? How much is it going to cost you down the road?
So the bulk of the capital that we will expend further really is around the refurbishment of our Elizabeth Street store, which is the largest store in Sydney in our chain. And we sold Market Street, which is just opposite it, for 320 million. We reinvested 200 million of that. And then we got our partners to give another 200 million. So 400 million on that store, of which we will incur 200. And we've already incurred a portion of that. And it's, you know, we won't complete this until 18 months. But when we do, we'll have the most amazing department store in the Southern Hemisphere. With the most fantastic mix of international brands. We've got exclusive relationships with Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Prada, and we'll continue to see that through. But thereafter, it becomes a much more normalized capital program without major capital investments required.
Well, while investors wait to start to see that investment pay off, Ian, one of the big questions is, at what point would you reconsider that position? You know, what would push you to considering cutting your losses?
Well, it's part of our business. We made the decision. We purchased it 4 years ago. We had, you know, two really good years before we've had these two incredibly disruptive, difficult years. We've impaired the goodwill in our balance sheet. We've spent all this money on transforming it with new systems, people, all of the changes I've talked about. The last thing you'd want to do is sell it now or try and break Australia from South Africa. It really wouldn't make sense.
Okay, so that the status there at home, fashion missteps and tough selling conditions coming to bear as well. Do you know what's going wrong, you know, within your fashion division, specifically fashion, beauty and home in South Africa, so that you can get a handle on that division and get things back on track?
Yeah, and we were quite clear, and we called this out at the first half results. We tried to take about a third of our women's wear business, which is not insignificant, much too young. We decided to go after the younger customer, go after more fashion within our offer. We made, and we did it through a sub-brand called Edition. We made that brand virtually a third of our offer. It was too big. And then within that, we made it too junior, really aiming at the 18 to 25-year-old customer. So the dress lengths were too short. The fabrications weren't right. The fit wasn't right. The prints weren't right. It resonated well with the younger consumer, but the 25 to 45-year-old consumer, that's the core of our business, came in and we had nothing for them.
Ian, very, very quickly, looking at food, your star performer, I mean, that food category is becoming increasingly competitive. Are you going to have to look to cutting prices on that end, or do you see Woolworths managing to sustain prices at current levels? Because anecdotally, we're finding that customers say they're moving on to a Checkers, for example, simply on the price imperative.
We've seen no evidence of that. And Checkers and Pick and Pay have always competed for us in the top segment. Competition's not new. They own more of this segment and do Pick and Pay than we do. We're just seen at the top end of the market. But we have gained market share every month for the last 8 years. We're not at all complacent about that. But we're both taking market share. Our results were actually better than ShopRite's or anyone else's. And we'll continue to seek to do that. And we're getting our prices right. We're not. We're very competitive on our pricing. We benchmark 500 items every week. Our values have got better. Our customers are telling us that we've got a great offer at great value. And we're not seeing anybody moving away from our business. In fact, quite the reverse.
Well, Ian, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Ian Moyer is CEO of Woolworths.